间，弟兄姐妹平安。
To brothers and sisters.
我姓陈，我是台湾长大，但是在中国宣教21年。
My name is Chen. I was born and raised in Taiwan, but I've been doing missionary work in China for 21 years.
但是我虽然是在中国宣教，但是我在早先或者一直到现在，我只要有空回到台湾，我还是在做台湾的福音工作。
And whenever I have chance to return to Taiwan, I will be busy with the ministry in Taiwan as well.
因为我是一个台湾长大的人，我有责任，用我所能摆上的一切为这一块土地，付出。
In brought up in Taiwan, I feel it's my responsibility to devote my effort and energy whenever possible to that land.
我想今天要跟各位讲的是走进生命永恒的蓝图。
And this morning, I'd like to share with you the blueprint of living eternal life.
当我开始，是在高中，高中毕业的那一年，我联考失败的那一年期
间。And I believe in the Lord after the 12th grade, after I failed the college entrance examination.
然后我就进入台湾一个叫南京东路拜堂。
And I went to a church on the street called 南京。
这个教会很有名的一个传道人叫吴永长老。
And it's pastored by a very famous minister in the Elder Wu.
我在这个教会里边，直到现在应该35年的。
And I've been a member of that church for over 35 years now.
我们这个教会的体制跟我们这个教会很像。
And the system of the church is very much like the church here.
我在这个教会，我们这个教会等于有。群的教会，我也在这当中巡回讲道。
And the Nanjing Dongwu Church has a lot of sister churches in Los Angeles, and I also partake in the speaking of churches here in Los Angeles.
但是我要讲的是，当我开始信主的时候，我在第二年大学，我考上辅仁大学法律系。
And after I believed in the Lord, and I passed it, and the following year, I became a law major student in the college.
在这个辅仁大学里边，他们有很多的神父修女，在这个学校教书。
And Furen University has a lot of fathers and nuns as professors teaching.
我发现这些神父修女，他们都是在欧洲，有两个博士，然后有非常好的背景，但他们到台湾来却终身埋在台湾。
And I noticed these professors, either they're fathers or nuns, they all have very good education degree, either they are PhD holders or some kind of advanced degree holder from European country. However, they devote their entire life and just bury themselves in the little land of Taiwan for the rest of their lives.
我有机会跟着这些神父修女在台湾的他们办的养老院，还有麻风病院，跟他们服侍过。
And I was serving together with these wonderful pastors and fathers and nuns in their nursing homes in Taiwan or the home for lepers.
他们在这样的过程里面，有的六十几岁了，还没有70岁了，他们还没有退休，就在这些的服务单位里面服侍那些老人、病人、孤儿。
Even though they may be in their 60 or 70, they did not retire. They continue to serve those old men or patients.
那个你看到我看到一个70岁的一个华国神父在巴黎的老人院里边，然后照顾那80几岁90岁的老人。
I've seen this French father who is 70 still busy working and serving those who are in their 90s.
当我在这样的一个学校里面跟着他们学，跟着他们一起侍奉，那个生命的蓝图就深刻的印在我身上。
When I served together with these wonderful characters, the blueprint regarding life imprinted in my heart gradually.
所以，当我在大学，我4年，我就加入一个少年监狱服务队。
Therefore, during my college years, I joined a ministry that will help people in the juvenile prison.
我们有一学期的准备，然后寒暑假就到新竹的立德少年监狱去做。提供一个礼拜到两个礼拜的服务。
We'll be trained for over a semester at the time, and then we'll participate in 1 to 2 weeks of service in the prison.
所以这样的一个习惯就变成我这辈子，我一直在除了所谓宣教之外，我只要有空，我一直把服务当作我 生命的事业在做。
And gradually, I have formed a habit in my life that I will always regard serving others as a career or profession of my life.
我差不多在15年前，我发现我的信仰跟我的侍奉有一个危机。
About 15 years ago, I recognized there's a crisis in the way I live and the way I believe.
就是我整天我在大教会，有很多人请我。
And I'm a member of a big church, therefore a lot of people invite me to speak.
但是我并没有接触到广大那有需要的人群。
However, by doing this, I did not come into contact with a great group of people out there who have great need.
我对他们的苦难好像没有分去参与。
I have no part in their suffering.
所以那个我在早先大学的那些的生活的那个形象，那一种跟神父一起去服侍。软弱的中国人的形象一直出现在梦中。
And while in the time I recognized the crisis, the pictures of when I was a young person, I participated in various ministries, appeared in my mind, in my dreams.
我在那些大教会，因为我在台湾很多教会的大教会，请我去布道、培灵什么。
Because I was a common speaker of many great meetings of my own church in Taiwan.
但是我跟他们讲完以后，他们并没有。出来行动，并没有在就不是那些苦难人的需要。
And I noticed when I share with them my burden, there really no obvious result. Nobody came out to serve those who are in need.
所以我发现我就开始转变，用行动来在做我的讲道。
So I started to change. Instead of preaching in words, I started preaching in my action.
我觉得上帝的荣耀不是被人家在口中讲，而是要能够展现出来。
I realize glory of God should not be just spoken in words, but should be seen in action.
我现在让我们看一下我在台湾我们的教会里边我们怎么样的开始展现用那个 picture.这个是南京东礼拜堂他们现在每一年在复活节的时候的一个复活节的节庆。
I want to show you a series of pictures that of our actions in Taiwan. It's during the Easter.
这个在复活节的时候，它现在已经变成在台北市中山区五个教会联合的一个大型的社区节庆。
Now it has become a community festival in where I live in Taipei.
那这个节庆里边就是由教会联合五个教会。在学校里边租就是跟他们一起合办，然后有差不多现在有将近300个商家来参与这个演唱会。
And it's a festival jointly sponsored by five churches and hundreds of merchants to participate in this great activity.
这个是在演唱会里边的一个摊贩，他们有一个店一个店，然后有很多的商店。然后把这个找社区里边这些弱势的瘫痪，以前我们小的时候玩的钓鱼啊这些，请他们来，稍微等一下，你让他们站到一起。那这个呢，就是我们会把圣经的游戏，圣经的一些知识观念，放在这些小孩身上，这个游戏里面让信主没信主的小朋友一起来玩，在玩的过程里边。他们就会把很多的圣经的概念游戏借着游戏就放在他们心中了。
And the idea of this particular activity is to use Bible story, retrain it into some kind of game, storytelling activity, so that they can learn things and principles regarding that Bible through the games.
我们有一群的朋友，我们发现说，上帝的话，我们常常讲的，我自己发现我讲的太深了，所以什么样让上帝的话变成？没信主人都觉得很亲近的真理。
And sometimes we feel the way we speak about God's word, we made it so deep, so hard to understand. So we try to figure out how can we make it easy to understand for people that do not know the Lord.
下一个。
I see the next picture.
你就按那个当就好。那怎么让这些圣经圣神的话变成游戏，在生活中去渗透影响他们周围的？
Through the activities that are again, we want the God's word to be planted in their life.
那甚至我们在办活动的时候，我们也会邀请 社区里边的各种团体，除了道教、佛教我们都邀请之外，我们让他们来参与我们很多的 program。
And other than other religious groups, we invite all kind of clubs and groups to come and participate together.
如果你不邀请呢
？What if you don't invite these groups？
庙会邀请他们。
You know, the Buddhist group will invite them.
当他们要他们开始参加我们，他们觉得我们这边有真理、有爱、有各样的，他们就会长期加入。
Once they feel that there's truth, there's love among Christians, these groups will continue to stay with them.
耶稣说：“不与我反对的，就是帮助我。”
Jesus, those who are not against me, is with me.
这是一个属灵的征战。
And this is a spiritual warfare.
我们很容易去祷告属灵征战等等，但是我们 no way no action 没有把他们连接在一起。
We may do a lot of prayer, but if we don't connect with them.There's no action, there's no way.
这样这个聚会它已经变成台北市很多教会在复活节的一种大型的活动。
And now this particular activity has become a great event jointly sponsored by churches in Taipei.
这样的一个聚会里边现在在这两年里面马上这个下一届都有25,000-30,000人左右。
And it's coming up again in the upcoming Easter, about 25,000-30,000 people will be involved.
市长、议员、立法委员、区长都要来报道。
And even politicians like mayor and district managers or city mayor, they're all coming to join us.
你知道他们这来的结果后来是什么吗
？You know what is the result of their participation?
当我们教会有活动，当我们教会提出很多申请政府、社会、教育的各种福利资源的 project 的费用的时候，他们就会了解，就会批给我。
And so after knowing them through this activity, it will help us every time when we need to apply for their permission or a permit for any activities we have.
但如果你不去争取，你不必把这些用在公益慈惠事上，你就会被庙、被那些大、那些道教的、被那些黑社会的官员贪污把它吃掉。
Because if you don't try to get a share of the budget that's assigned for non-profitable.activities, they will be used by other Buddhist groups.
所以对我们来讲，信仰是已经是一种所谓社会文化、政府资源、社会人脉的一种增长。
And to us, evangelism has become an opportunity that we can come and find a root in the society through relationship with the government and the community.
所以当我上帝引导我，当跟着我走出来，跟一群人。这样走了五年以后，神学院看到我侍奉的见证，
and,
我就开始在神学院讲这门课程。
And after seeing the fruit of my work for about 5 years, now I'm actually teaching this in our seminary.
然后我开始也协助一个基金会出版这样的书籍。
And we also have publication for this kind of activity and ministry.
所以我们在对我们来讲，或者对我来讲，我觉得耶稣基督给我们生命的蓝图。是一种要可实现的。
And to us, to me personally, the blueprint Jesus has given to us for our lives should be something we can easily actualize.
我们来看看，加太书的那个九种果子，对不对
？Remember the nine fruit of the spirit in the book of Galatians?
慷慨、饶恕、诚信、顺服、谦虚，这些基督教的这些的 terminology。我们变成一个小朋友的一种标记，把它在社区里展示出来。
The name of the nine fruits are manifest through the community activities like this. It moves their nine fruits going on.
我们跟这些社区的合唱团合作，我们也把圣经的诗歌分享给他们，让他们不管信不信，让他们一起来怎么样，来赞美，一起来学习。
And we invite all to join the team.
我们的传统的圣俗观念都是对立，我好的，你不好的，我是有我无罪的，你是有罪的。
And maybe in the past, our traditional thinking that I'm sinless, you are sinful. I'm good, you are bad.
对我来讲，当我自己什么叫道成肉身，住在人间，充充满满有恩典有真理。
And to me, this is the actual purpose of the word that it has become flesh and live on men and full of grace and truth.
我花了很多的时间跟教会沟通，
I communicate, I spend a lot of time communicating fellowship with my own members.
我找了一笔钱来支持一个传道人进到教会里面去工作。
And I sponsor financially a minister to work in a church.
那我们就开始追踪这样的工作。
And promote this ministry.
而且它已经变成台湾的一个运动。
It now has become an event in Taiwan.
这在台湾里面已经
是 movement.
它已经至少有三四百间以上的教会，已经在全省各地在推广。
About 300, 400 churches are participating this on the island of Taiwan.
我们南京堂礼拜，南京东礼拜堂一年差不多有100多位施洗。
And we baptize over hundreds of people in our own church on Nanjing Road, Israel.
我们教会里面去研究分析，这样的来参加教会，从零开始，零信仰开始到受洗，的人数有一半以上是透过社区服务得来的工作。
And at the end of the year, we evaluate the result of ministry. We realize about 50% of people are baptized in the year came from this kind of local community ministry.
有差不多另外差不多35%的是从小组教会的长期接触中得来的。
And about 35% of these new believers came from the self-group ministry.
差不多只有15%是靠10%是靠信徒的个人的关怀亲朋好友带领。
And then 10% were brought in and become believers through relatives and friends.
那就50%属于教会的活动啊，各样的讲座吸引的。
And then the remaining 5% through our other activities and ministry in the church.
所以整个我自己在神学院教书，然后跟很多人接触，这个比例差不多是这样的比例。
And that's the general result analysis.
所以我们整个现在的教会的布道关怀的那个盲点没看到这个，我们就会一直只是做个人见证办布道会，这个在台湾。至少都已经没有那个广大的吸引力。
If we overlook the importance of this kind of community ministry, we will not be very effective in our evangelism work.
所以我们今天我要讲说，耶稣吸引人是以他全人全方位的生命来吸引人。
And Jesus himself is the attraction center through all aspects.
我们今天想借一段的经文，以弗所书第三章。
And this morning I'd like to share with you particularly the passage in Ephesians chapter 3 in your focus.
从15-21节。
From verses 15-21. If you're ready, let's read them together. And feel free to use Chinese or English. Let's read them together. 天上地上的各家都是从他的。求他按着他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的名，叫你们心里的力量刚强起来，其基督因你的信住在你的心里，叫你的爱心有根有基，可以和丰盛无穷以外，你的爱是何等长阔高深，你知道这爱是过于人的灵魂测过的，便叫神一切所充满的，充满了人。
我们帮我们再看另外两张，再看。这个是一个 OK， 这是一个里长他的摆出来一个跳蚤市场，我们用环保生态来跟里合作，所以这些。
The market are sponsored by a local district.
你们礼拜六的 garage sale 就是这种情况。
It's kind of like our garage sale yesterday.
但是我们整个这个营会办下来，这个钱要做什么呢
？So what is the purpose of all the funds we raise for these fairs?
我们就把这个钱集结起来，又做五个里的一个。所谓清寒奖学金。
And actually, the funds we receive for these activities will become the basic of scholarship of five districts together.
那这钱也不是教会用，是教会跟他们一起来做。
And the church does not use this money, but church will participate in this funding.
然后让这些里长提出他们社区里边的清寒的学生名单，然后教会跟他们一起探访他们，把钱送给他们。
And the leaders of the district will give us the members of whoever are the candidates for the scholarship. And so the church will join with the district leaders to visit these candidates at their home.
这就是使教会在社区建立好名声。
So that church will start to have good reputation in the community.
这是使耶稣基督的爱能够确实的做到那些有需要人的身上。
And the love of Jesus Christ can be actually placed upon people who are in need.
因为以前我们台湾的教会甚至我们这些北美的教会，我们给人的感觉是很孤僻，很自以为，很自以为清高。
Because there's a general impression that Christians are kind of isolated and very proud.
我们没有把这些周围我们的同胞当作那真正需要关怀的那一些人来关怀。
Because we don't put out enough care to people around us who are in the need of care.
所以也因为这样，现在。因为这个网络起来，所以我们现在的布道是什么方式吗？
Because the network of the local community and government, you know, what is our manner of preaching gospel these days?
我们教会会出社区报纸。
And we have published local news.
这个社区报纸里边有三分之一是福音的。
And one third of the columns in the papers are gospel related.
有三分之二是社区的需要报纸。
And two thirds are whatever things regarding the needs of the community.
然后每一次我们印差不多将近20,000多份，就通过这个里长办公室、学校、初中、高中的这个学生送到家长，送到每个家庭手中。
And the distribution is through the offices of school or local city government, and we post about 20,000 packages.
这就是道成肉身，住在人间。
To me, that word becomes flesh.
充充满满有恩典有真理。
Full of grace and truth.
下面那一句话，约翰福音的第一章第十六，从他丰满的恩典里都听。
Just like John has said that from his fullness we all have received.
我们现在我自己在这样的一个服事里边，或者今后我们在带领别人的时候，我们中国人有一个习惯，要以理服人，这个是不是耶稣的方法？
And many times we say we need to convince people through logic and rationale.
请注意一下，我越来越觉得，也不是以你的崇高的那个道德来压的。
Or not trying to convince people through your higher ethical or moral standards.
而是像耶稣，从他丰满的恩典里，我们都领受。
But be like Jesus, as was said in the Bible, through His fullness and abundance, we all have received it.
我们这个教会。跟附近的教会，一个教会要收割这么大又不够，所以又跟教会附近教会连接。
Therefore, we join force with other churches.
所以到了圣诞节的时候，那个是怎么办呢
？So what do we do when it's Christmas?
我们的圣诞节是五个教会组成的剧团，轮流在五个学校里边受邀去表演圣诞剧。
And the church, actually, five churches join force together, form the drama team, and then we take turns to put up the performance in different schools.
我们把耶稣基督的荣耀，把圣殿的那种耶稣基督的庆祝的诞辰，已经拉到学校里边，他们然后学校一来就是几百个人在观赏。
We can bring the story of Jesus' birth into school where hundreds of students will be watching.
每一学期每一新学年开始的时候，学校有生命教育，他们是怎么做的
？And at the beginning of school each year.
然后。附近我们有那个长安国中的、白山国中的，他每一学期一年得有1000个新生，他就送到教会来，请我们讲生命教育、道德教育。
And actually, a local junior high and high school that will send their freshmen to our church to receive teaching regarding life.
那你知道我们是怎么样的为这些学生们在办这个所谓晨更吗
？You know how do we teach them to conduct morning devotions to these thousands of freshmen?
你知道我在台北，现在台北有将近至少40到50个教会，派出将近500个早上晨更的基督徒进到学校里面。
Do you know 40 to 50 churches participate together? Each church on the average sends about 5 to 10 people to local school to come to teach students to conduct morning devotion.
从7点到7点半，然后这些基督徒就开始跟他们讲所谓生命的故事。
And these Christians will go to school and tell them about the story concerning life.
你各位，你会想上帝的做法跟你们跟我们在这里就完全想的都不行，你都无法想象。
You cannot even imagine how God opened the door and doing things in Taiwan.
我们不能直接讲圣经。
We cannot teach them directly from the Bible.
但是我们可以去找到很多跟圣经有关的那些很可爱的故事道理来跟那些还没信主的朋友在讲。
But we can easily find many stories that show forth the same biblical principles to tell us to.
这就是现在台湾的福音的状况正在发展。
And this is the continuing state, the development right now as we speak, the gospel preaching in Taiwan.
你知道这种模式在上海也开始开展了。
And this also started being seen in the city of Shanghai in China.
在上海的长宁区的区长，他带动他们所有的教育单位，有五个学校，请台湾的这个基督徒妈妈讲这个讲这个妈妈说故事。
And there's a particular district in Shanghai, Changlin. They are inviting Christian moms who are coming to school to tell stories to kids.
还付钱给他们。
And they actually get paid for doing
it. 一个小时100块。今天我们要从这一段的经文里边，我们要来看，走进永恒的生命蓝图。在以弗所书里边，至少生命的蓝图有九个 stage。
And to me, in the book Ephesians tells nine stages of this blueprint.
我自己在这个中国的一个私立这个 college 里边做一个教授，我在训练学生的时候也用这一套的教
材。And I personally teach you in a private college in China, and this is the curriculum I use.
那我们这些都是经过实践的，这些没信主的、信主的孩子共同接受这种教育的时候，两年、三年，他们的功课品格都有有目共睹的成长。
And after 2 to 3 years, regardless they're Christians or not, who receive this education will actually have obvious improvement in every aspect of their life.
耶稣说，这个上帝下雨在好人头上，也在歹人头上。
Jesus said.God has
the
rain fall on the good man and the evil man. Therefore, we need to go into among good and evil men.
好，那我们就来看下一个。在这段经文里面，请注意一下，当我们在讲这一课，我们尽可能有一些语言的转换。第一个，要定位生命，跟随使命。
And first of all, we need to find our position and then follow our commission.
那就是这一段经文是第十五节的，我们天上地下各家都是从他得名。
And this is based on the verse 15 of chapter 3 of Ephesians, says from whom he holds everything in heaven and on earth derives his name.
这是什么意思呢
？What does it mean？
这就是讲到我们的创造、我们的存在、我们的使命，都要以天父做我们最后最终的定位。
Therefore, Father God should be the basis of all our creation, our existence, and our commission going forward.
当我们有了这个定位以后，我们才有使命。我们使命有了以后，我们整个生命就会有方向。
Once we're clear about where we came from, that's our position, and then we know what's the commission of our life, and we'll have direction for the future.
所以第一个问题在这一段里面就是，你的定位找到了吗？你的使命找到了吗
？So the point one is, what is the purpose of our life? What's your position?
我在 LA， 我有个学弟，他是 PhD， 房子很漂亮，孩子都大了。
And I have this friend also living in Los Angeles. He was my younger colleague in school, and he has a PhD degree, and his children are grown up.
他请我吃很好吃的。
And every time he takes me out, we always eat something wonderful.
他接待我。
He receives me well.
他就跟我讲，我每天过得很痛苦。
And he said, you know, but I don't look very happy.
我每天我只是帮我的孩子在接受，我每天只是上班。
Because all I do every day is go to work and pick up kids, drop off kids.
我这一辈子里面没有一种使命感，没有一种生命涌出的成就感。
And there's no sense of commission in life for me. I have no sense of accomplishment.
我好羡慕。
And I envy your life.
所以就是定位跟使命的问题。
So you know your position, where you come from, and where you're going with your commission.
第二个叫转化软弱，长久刚强。
The second thing is you have to change from weakness to everlasting strength.
耶 基督是用他的软弱来吸引我。
Jesus draws us through his humbleness, his weakness.
全世界的人所要拜的对象都是那个刚强有力、充满了资源，然后希望能够求什么他就给你什么。
And usually the hero's image is someone who's strong and resourceful and will provide whatever you ask.
但是耶稣基督却以死来吸引我们。
However, Jesus draws us through his death on the cross.
他放弃他的抗争，他放弃他的坚持，为我们而死。
He let go of his struggles and he did not resist. Willingly, he died for us.
这个整个生命的奥秘是我们中国人很不懂。
And we Chinese have a hard time understanding the mystery of this.
我们整个中国人的生命价值观都是武侠小说的模式。
Because a lot of our value for life is somehow patterned after the Kung Fu story.
我们都要找到葵花宝典，然后来强化自己无上的武功。
And we need to find the best secret of life and then become so strong and be able to do well and fight and win in life.
然后我们要去掌控别人，成为各个领域的那个掌门人。
The idea is to become the master of each aspect.
我们在我们的小说，在我们对象里面，我们看不到那种有血有的软弱，我们看不到各种那种赤心破白的那一种。绝望、痛苦、无助、害怕、恐惧。
And in the story of heroes in our culture, you don't see people that struggle with the weaknesses. They have failures or they tell honest truth of their heart.
所以在希伯来书第五章里面讲了一句其他经典都不会有的话。
And in Hebrews chapter 5, God says this, which you cannot find in all the Chinese classics.
耶稣基督在软弱怕死的时候，也会大声哀呼，能够那求他免他死亡的苦。
That before Jesus was crucified, he actually wept and cried out loud and asked for his Father in heaven.
所以害怕死亡、哀哭、祈求，居然是我们耶稣的表现。
Jesus was experiencing fear, he was crying and he was facing death.
所以我们等下会讲到的第三个要体会神的爱来克服。
Third is to understand God's love and through there we overcome the suffering.
我们基督徒常讲到我那时候我在这个做这整个工作里边，我也碰到很多的困难。
And I encountered a lot of challenges and difficulties in my ministry.
我服侍很多的组织都得到国家的大奖。
And a lot of organizations from whom I serve, to whom I serve and receive national awards frequently.
但是当我越做的时候，你会越发现，其实在教会中就跟当时的那个工会一样，也是充满了贪心、掠夺、背弃等等，这教会不是桃花源。
And the church is not perfect paradise. Instead, when you're serving the church, you encounter similar situations as you see in the world. You see greed, strife, prostitution, and you see robbery.
我常常讲，教会是破铜烂铁的打造场。
And this is actually a place filled with rubbish battles.
罪人进化的洗澡场。
And this is a bathroom for sinners to be cleansed.
所以你看到社会上这些所有的情况，在教会里面你都会看到。
So whatever you see in the world, you will see in the church as well.
但是最重要是，耶稣基督的爱要让我们能够在受伤害的时候得医治。
But the difference is because the love of Jesus Christ is in the church, and He will heal us when we are hurt.
这个爱要帮助我们，不单能够得到医治。还能够去爱那些我们没有办法爱的。
And His love not only can heal us, also can give us strength to love those who are not lovable.
第四个就是要离弃孤绝，得到廉洁活水。
And the fourth one is depart from exhaustion, but be united with the living one.
只要有生命，他一定会常常有孤绝的情况。
And as long as there is life, you will experience exhaustion or depletion.
体力、精力、灵感、情感。都会枯竭的。
Your strength, your energy, your love, your emotion, they will all always come to an end or an or an exhaustion level.
所以耶稣基督设立那随时的施恩宝座前，就是要让我们去经历去支取他。
That's why Jesus has given us his mercy seat from which we can always draw strength.
再下来就是在这一节经里面是，当我们得到这么多的上帝能力的运行、爱的浇灌。心灵的开启，这所有的目的是什么？要跟众圣徒来完成神的工作。
So through God's strengthening grace, we can unite with other saints to accomplish God's work.
这五道问题啊，你好好去想一想。
You think about these five points.
你这一生，这每一天，你都要面临这五大挑战。
Because these are the five challenges we encounter every day.
而以弗所书的整卷，这一卷书都要回答我们这个问题。
And the book of Ephesians can answer every of the five points here.
我也用这样的经，用这样的真理，在企业的管理，在学校的这种。 排名性质的朋友当中去跟他们宣讲，带着他们实践。
And I also teach this among school and business so they can experience this.
好，我们看下一个。首先我们要讲一个，这个定位生命跟随使命，它的第一个就是它的重要性在哪里呢？
What is the importance of understand your position and find out your mission?
第二个就是给我们意义、方向。 还有学习跟归属感。
Once you know about it, then you feel there's the meaning of your life, the direction of your life, and also you know you have a sense of belonging.
我自己一来到北美，这个很多地方，我常发现我有很多的鞋台，我这些鞋台里面忧郁症、不想工作的，然后软弱、退缩一大堆。
And I encounter a lot of people that who have certain different problems, maybe depression, maybe feel that they need a job. There are all kinds of needs. I will encounter these people and be their counselor.
我还有我在这个很多教育的过程里面，因为我现在担任好几家的这个很多学校教书，我发觉我们华人教育很大的危机是什么？
And I participate in teaching many Asian schools, and I know it's one crisis.
我们把孩子保护得很好，我们没有给孩子教，没有给孩子责任使命。
We sometimes are overprotective over our children. Instead of we do not give them jobs or give them responsibility, they have no sense of responsibility.
我们没有在小工中就给他们做。
We don't delegate for them to do things on the small hands.
在我最近跟一些客家的朋友接触，他们说客家人生孩子是什么？要生来用的。
And then you know there's a particular group of Chinese called 客家, and their purpose for their children is to I give birth to children so they produce for me.
我们今天我们在生孩子，上帝让我们得救以后，我们教会也有这个毛病，什么都要给他照顾得好好的，我们都没给他使命，没有给他挑战。
In the meantime, we give birth to Christians in church in the house of God, but we protect them, we provide for them, but we rarely ask them to do anything.
所以我们以弗所书里面讲到，得救有一个目的，就是要执行上帝的使命。
And Ephesians tells us to be born again so that we can carry out God's purpose.
整本圣经里面告诉我们，至少五大使命。
And there are at least five missions that the Bible has told us.
第一个，跟随耶稣。
First, it's to follow Jesus.
是跟随。
To follow.
跟随是什么？就是要不断的去。 听耶稣要领导我们要做的。
In order to follow, you have to pay attention to Jesus, what his instruction is.
第二个要建立家庭。
Secondly, to establish homes.
这点家庭有两个，一个叫属灵的家庭，一个叫肉身的家庭。
There are two homes, one is spiritual home, one is your biological.
那什么叫家庭？
What are homes?
就是要怎么生出孩子的。
Homes are places that have children.
日本人现在他们重新。 明白一件事，他说，如果女人不能生孩子，他们叫败犬，失败的败犬。那个，你上 Google 去查，就是你就没有那个生命的价值。
And there's a new term developed in Japan that if a woman cannot give birth to children, you pretty much lose your value.
当然，我自己很多一些朋友他是没有孩子，我说上帝会叫你生，做这个属灵家庭的妈妈。
And I have several friends who do not have second generation, give birth to the second generation, but I told them that God's plan is for you to give birth to spiritual children.
第三个就是做好职场。
And the third is to do well at work.
如果你不能在职场里边活下来，
if you cannot even survive at work,
你就不要为自己找各种理由。
Don't try to find excuses.
我觉得我们今天教会里边，我自己以前在带。 现在我改变了，我常不要给人家太多的安慰。And
my learning experience taught me don't always try to comfort others when they suffer.
我们要告诉我们的孩子，我们的弟兄姐妹要在职场上追求卓越。And
instead, we should challenge them to excel at work, to excel at school. Don't find excuses. excuses and comfort them.
第四个要服务族群。
And then fourthly is to serve others.
我在 Pomona那边的 福仁之家, 他们在七年前我开始帮助他们要建立社区服务中心。
And about 7 years ago, I helped a church in Pomona to start a community ministry.
他们已经变成一个社区服务中心的典范。
And they have become a wonderful example of church serving in the local community.
但是我告诉他们有一件事，我说你这个教会还不能满足神的心意。
But I told them, you know, even though you are doing pretty good now, but you have not satisfied our target.
你哪一天你可以叫咱们华人教会开始做墨西哥人的服务，开始做黑人朋友的服务的时候，你这个教会才满足路加福音第四章耶稣的。And
I don't think one day when you start extend your ministry to other races such as Hispanic communities or Black communities, then I would say you are doing what chapter 4 of Luke is doing.
知道我在这个 Embra 这个在 Garfield 我知道有一家教会，我就不讲哪一家教会。
And there's a church in your Embra.
这家教会开始是跟白人借，人家一天一次，一年只收他1块钱的象征会。
And initially they ran from this Caucasian church, and their ransom expense is only $1 a year.
就他自己有的钱把人家教会买过来了，现在。
And after a while they well, so they purchased the church from a Caucasian church.
然后现在开始租给那些墨西哥人聚会。
And they ran out their facility to Hispanic groups and other church groups.
一个月收人家3000块。
But they charge them $3,000 a month. And this is not justified. Because it's like we treasure Jesus as my personal jewel. So I'm always repenting before the Lord for what I did before by serving now.
第三个定位就是把伦理关系 责任定清楚。
And then also to make clear your relationship with others.
如果我们没有这个生命跟使命，会有什么危机？
Then what are the problems if we do not have a clear sense of our position and commission?
我们的学习、我们的精力、我们的时间没有办法集中。
So it will be very hard for us to really focus all our energy and learning because there's no clear goal.
我们的内在的能力，逐渐逐渐的消退化、冷淡、消化。那怎么回去？我想，以弗所书给我们很简单，遵循神的使命。那第二个，我们怎么样转化软弱呢？然后我们怎么样转化软弱呢？ 因为我们现在整个教育都在讲你怎么变成一个 tough guy,
一个强人。Because education of this world is trying to be tough, not to be a strong person.
但是这次金融危机完了以后，所有的企业要学习如何度过软弱。And
right now we're in the crisis of the financial storm, and the lesson commonly learned among all institutions is how to survive in this big time.
从日本到中国、台湾现在开始学习，我。 加薪，每个都期望，那难道不能减薪吗？
And with our expectation used to be get raised every year, so why can't we accept the fact we might get a reduction in our salary?
怎么样在每一件事项去节约，怎么样这个老总经理怎么蹲下身来跟一般员工来做同样事情呢？
How to reduce our expenses and humble ourselves to the level of people that are subordinate to us?
这个以弗所书告诉我们，有5大因素使我们软弱。
And there are 5 factors that cause our weakness.
我们能不能一起来念一下？罪的控制。
To control sin.
世界的迷惑。人的有限。
The limitation.
邪淫的路径。
Innovation.
信仰根基的。
And the inadequate foundation of faith are the 5 factors.
那耶稣怎么示范的？
So how did Jesus demonstrate?
耶稣的示范就是每一天的手，想办法守住晨更祷告。
And what Jesus did is he had to spend time with God every day.
第二个，他会求救，他会告诉他的喜怒哀乐跟他的同伴。
And secondly, he shared his feelings with his companions.
第三个，他是用一种征战的心态在对抗。
And thirdly, he was alertful, he knew he was in a warfare.
我自己也在不小心的时候，4年前。 因为一连串的打击，哎， 我有这么七个月陷入那个所谓忧郁症的过程。
I myself suffered about for 7 months depression 4 years ago because of a series of loss in my life.
还好，那是因为我以前有感恩的习惯，有服侍人的习惯。
But thankfully, because I had a habit of giving thanks and serving others,
所以就转化过来。
So I was able to gradually come out of it.
好，再下一张。
The next slide, please.
第三个就是要体会神的爱，克服。
And to experience God's love and overcome suffering.
我特别要讲的就是说，这苦难是上帝对我们每一个基督徒要给的礼物。
And you know, suffering is a gift from God to Christians.
我们现在都被成功神学所绑定。
And we are kind of blindsided by the theory about being successful in your ministry.
因为通过苦难才会把我们身上的五种天然杂质啊，把它除掉。
Because through sufferings and failures.God can do away with five problems in our natural life.
第一个叫血气。
This is our flesh.
就是耶稣被卖那一天的时候，在一个晚上。
For example, when Jesus was betrayed.
咱们的彼得就是露出英雄本相。
Our dear Peter ended up flesh.
你在哪里死，我跟你在哪里死。
At first he said, where do you go, I go with you, either you die or
you. 你在哪里下监，我跟着你下监。
You have been put into prison, I'll go with you.
那是桃园三结义，那是这个英雄本色的最高境界。
And that's the spirit of the true buddy.
结果，咱们的耶稣让他遇见三个女人的询问，他就在外面要痛苦一场。
But Peter failed greatly due to the inquiry of three women, and he ended up weeping outside in sorrow.
我随便讲一下，所以上帝容许我们，别人教我们几句啊，碰到这些困难你就不来服侍，那都叫血气都还没清干净。
And so in your service in the church, if people criticize you or make certain comments and that hurts you, then you decide I'm not coming back to church. That's what I call the problem of our flesh.
那如何化解呢？
So how do we resolve that problem?
第一个就是我们要知道我们要承接使命。
First is to have the understanding that I'm here to receive a commission.
你要使命，要付代价。
You are to receive the commission has accomplished. I have to pay a price.
那代价是什么？
What is the price I have to pay?
你要被人家误解。
That sometimes you will be misunderstood.
你要被人家冤屈。
And you will be wronged by people.
你要被人家设计。
And you will be attracted by others.
像耶稣一样。
Just like what Jesus experienced.
如果没有经过这个洗礼，你的侍奉还在温室里面。
Without going through those kind of difficulties, your service will remain in the back room, in the great house, untested.
所以在耶稣的身上，在这些使徒们上，第一个要接纳苦难跟自己的软弱。
Therefore, for the disciples, first we have to accept that we are the fact that we are weak and receive commission from the Lord.
在每一个这个过程里面，随时去咨询上帝的耶稣圣灵的帮助。
And to draw strength from the Holy Spirit in the process of suffering.
我现在有些时候，人家在讲我或在说我的时候，我越来越觉得安静，然后想说，哎呀，我能不能为这个人祷告，多祷告一点。
And now I've learned when people criticize me, when I get involved, I try to calm down and quiet on my heart and say, Lord, is there any way I can pray for this person who criticizes me all the time?
当他在讲我的时候，我在想，我一方面反省，如果不是，我就感谢神，因为他在为我添上存。
On one hand, I listen carefully to a criticism to check myself whether that criticism is true or not. On the other hand, if I find I didn't have any problem with that, that it has a fault they said, then I'm glad I'm accumulating wealth in heaven.
然后就祈求跟坚忍。
And then pray and persevere.
我带领我爸爸21年，第21年他才信主接受洗。
I tried to preach gospel to my father for 20 years. He did not receive the Lord until the 21st.
我已经把18般武艺的都用光了。
And I tried every way possible.
绝望。
I lost hope. I gave up already.
那上帝用他的方法自己来救他。
But then God saved my father through His own way.
另外一个要寻找伙伴的支持。
And another thing we need to do is to find spiritual companions to your support.
所以你们在教会里面要很小心，除了侍奉的伙伴之外，要有一种可以谈话的伙伴。
So in the church, you not only have people you can.
我觉得我们华人教会的伙伴还不能达到娱乐的伙伴。
And I think the shortcoming of my church is that my spiritual partners has not become my entertainment partners yet.
就是我们能够在 轻松的气氛中互相的交流 互相的真心的对待
Which is we have not yet able to communicate humbly even in the atmosphere of recreation or relaxation.
然后就是要为爱侍奉
And not doing it to serve out of love.
这个爱是爱神
This love is love for God.
还有爱人
And also the love for men.
而且要享受人的爱
And also we are able to enjoy love of others.
我这几年也在帮助很多教会增长
And I've helped other churches grow in the past few years.
我在中国大陆侍奉，有些时候我突然间那个包裹，哇！某一个弟兄姐妹寄来一包台湾的食品给我。
And when I was serving in China, I was suddenly received a package from a church in Taiwan. They sent me some really delicious snack.
有时候我回家，我的学生帮我准备削了一盘水果给我，等在我家里。
And when I return home, my students come to prepare a nice fruit plate for
me. 我就会感动的流泪。
And I will always move to tears.
所以我很乐意去服侍我那些的同工。
I'm very willing in the same way to serve others, my co-workers.
我有认识一个我的好弟兄。
And I know this wonderful Christian.
他是一个政府部门的局长级的。
He is very high up in the local government.
他就要知道我要回来了。
He knows that I'm coming back to China.
大陆。
To China.
就安排开个警车来接我。
第一次来的时候，诗篇23篇的那一节，你为我在什么面前摆设筵席，知道吧？那就不一定是敌人。那我们在讲，就是我们在侍奉中要能够享受爱，也要能够付出爱。
那诗篇第一篇里面就告诉我们那个如何长久得力的几个标记。
In Psalm 1, tells us the secret of gaining our strength.
第一个，选择义路，神的道路。
First of all, is to choose the path of righteousness. That's God's path.
就是我们的原则，我们的目标，我们的动机是符合圣经的。
So whatever we do, the motive or the purpose has to be of God.
第二个，栽在溪水旁。
And secondly, we have to plant ourselves by the river.
那有三个记号可以知道你会栽在溪水。
And there are three obvious signs to tell whether we are planted next to God.
你会不会很喜欢祷告？
First of all, do you like to pray?
会不会很喜欢跟弟兄姐妹交通？
And secondly, do you like to fellowship with other Christians?
你会不会很喜欢去跟人家分享主的爱？
Thirdly, do you like to share the love of God with others?
如果有你在溪水。
If you have those three conditions, yes, you're planted next to God.
第三个，你要按时候结果。
And then thirdly, you will yield fruit regularly.
检查一下你多久没有人因着你信耶稣的。
Check upon yourself.
因着你被鼓励、被建造。
How long ago you have saved a soul or you have helped other Christians?
另外，你的叶子有没有长青？
And also, are your leaves green?
就是人家跟你谈话，你会讲话，很有活力，很新鲜，做什么事常常有很多很 energy， 很 exciting， 很鼓励的事情。
Are you energetic? Are you exciting? Are you able to encourage others in the conversation?
当我一上网，我现在网，我很多朋友学生来啊，每个人都要抓住我谈话，所以我有时候常常要活起来。
And then when I go up to internet, I have a lot of friends or students try to engage conversation with me to the point I need to hide away.
我没有太多的案例笑话可以分享。
Because there are so many cases or even insider jokes we can share.
第四个就是你的周围有没有因为你而得福气。
And then fourthly, check, are you able to bless people around you in your life?
所以最后我们要讲的就是，因为时间关系。 那我们最后这个总的目标是什么？就是要得到神的加持，这个加持 empowering，上帝把各种的好处都充满在你身上。
You need to receive God's empowering.
然后要跟所有的众圣徒来共同完成神给我们这个荣耀的使命。
And joining with other saints, we can accomplish God's purpose.
所以我们要问的是，你到现在为止有没有果子交给上帝？
My question for
加福音里面，他们要结好几种果子。
In the book Luke, it talks about nine kinds of fruit.
品格的果子。
The fruit of character.
在生活中的周围人的因此带的果子。
And then the fruit shown through the people around you in your life.
生养门徒的果子。
And the fruit showing that you're able to disciple others or save others.
所以我们的教会很蒙福，因为你们教会有什么好的传道人，好的道。
And your church is so blessed because you have a good pastor.
我们这个教会是个敬虔的教会。
And this is a church that fears God.
但是我要特别讲，我们这个教会可以滋润更多的教会。
But I believe this church can bless others even more.
我知道你们教会当中随便一个弟兄到外面都是主日学的效果。
And I know any one of you can go out and be a wonderful teacher in any of the other churches' Sunday school.
那怎么让我们的教会这么学到做不多好的东西，来造就这个许多没有营养的教会
？And how can we bless other churches who are lack of food?
Thanks. 最后一张。所以我希望我们今天这样一个分享的分享就到这里。
And this is.Yeah, conclusion of my sharing. Let us pray.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
因为你所指示我们的是一个逐步可行、按部就班的侍奉的道路。
So you have instructed a very practical and gradual way to serve.
也是生命成长的道路。
Also, of this way, our life.
求你借着以弗所书第三章十六到二十一节帮助我们教会。让我们在这五个问题上面成为我们终身追求的目标。让我们的生命找到耶稣里面的定位。让我们能够一生跟随耶稣的使命。让我们这个使命能够扩展到我们周围的族群里面。让我们从个人的内室也要扩展到外面。让别人从我们身上去吸取到基督耶稣馨香之气。谢谢你让我们常常软弱。因为软弱的时候是吸引我们回到你面前，咨询那永活的生命。你让我们在枯竭的时候，我们要问我们的活水的管道还在吗？主要我们也是要借着苦难。明白你的爱
and through suffering, we can know your love more.
用你的爱来胜过苦难
and through your love, we can overcome
用胜过苦难的经验帮助更多受苦的人
and once we overcome, we can help those who suffer.
主要我们得到各样的恩典目的是要跟众圣徒来服侍
we receive all this grace for the purpose that we can help others to serve you together.
让我们把你的爱活散布在我们周围的社区，使那些没信你的各样的天下的万民百姓都认识耶稣基
督。
因为你的真理是道成肉身，住在人间，充充满满，有恩典，有真理。
For your way is for the word to become flesh, to dwell among men, who are great and full of truth.
这世界在讲律法。
The law, the world is teaching us law.
摩西来是传律法。
And Moses has come to share the law.
但是你来是先有恩典，再讲真理。
But when you come, you give us grace first, then you tell us the truth.
求你让我们不再跟别人讲律法。
So Lord, help us not just to tell people about law.
让我们是恩典、真理、律法这样的生命三部曲。
So we'll be able to bring forth.
我们这样祷告祈求奉我们主耶稣基督的圣名。
阿门。
谢谢。
Thank you.